The healthcare detective Frank Lally has written a book for Simon & Schuster about how to get affordable healthcare, called Your Best Healthcare Now. It is available online, in-store, wherever fine books are sold. Mr. Lally is also the health correspondent for Parade and the former editor of Money and George magazines, as well as a senior advisor, or perhaps the senior advisor, I'm always curious about this, to healthcare.com. Here he is. He's actually been out doing a lot of stuff, so we're ready.
Okay, well, let's clear up the senior advisor. I am not the only at healthcare.com. I'm one of the senior advisors. But, Jill, I got so much news to get through today. Let's see what we can do. First of all, let's start with some really welcome news, and that's Connecticut nursing home workers are getting a 33% raise. They really deserve it. That's from around $13 an hour. They barely put food on the table, had to work two jobs to sustain themselves. They're going from $13 to $20. That's for a nursing assistant. For a certified nurse, it's $30 an hour and up, and they deserve it. The union, that's SEIU 1199 New England, had to threaten to strike. But Governor Lamont finally moved in. He brokered the deal. So congratulations to Lamont and the union. Now, these workers, they're largely black and brown women. And they went to work in nursing homes in Connecticut, which is ravaged with the coronavirus. And they paid a price all from the beginning of March when this thing broke out a year ago, all the way through. Well over a dozen of them died. Many of the others brought the virus home and infected their families and lost loved ones, lost their mothers, that sort of thing. All along, people called them essential workers. You know, they posted these heart signs on their lawns. You see them when you walk around to this day. But the industry paid these essential heroes as if they were expendable. And so SEIU president, that's Rob Ariel, he just kept fighting, and he finally got this big victory for his workers. And I would add this as a victory for human decency. Anyway, so hats off to SEIU. And Lamont administration for stepping in and making the deal happen. In other news, now we all know this by now, the big blockbuster, the CDC, Center for Disease Control, says, hey, you know what? If you're fully vaccinated, you're fine. You no longer need your mask. You can go indoors, outdoors, just avoid big crowds. So it's really going to be interesting to see how we adjust after more than a year living with masks at every turn to not needing a mask anymore if you're fully vaccinated. So Jill, I'm curious. I mean, what do you think we'll see? What changes do you think we'll see?
This is a dangerous topic. What is it they say, like $64,000 pyramid pass? There are a lot of people who are walking around who are fully vaccinated and they haven't even begun to remove their masks. So I have no idea what we're going to see.
Well, I here's what I expect. I think you're going to see stores drop this mask mandate. I think you'll see that immediately. I think employers will as well. Not everybody, but many will. I also think people are going to still be wary of each other. You know, we just used to, oh, boy, that person's not wearing a mask. He might be infected. I got to be careful. Now, a lot of people are going to be walking around without a mask, myself included. I'm fully vaccinated. I'm not a threat to anybody. So it's really going to be – I think people go back to movies. I think people are going to go back to ball games. This is going to be a big, big change. But we will see stories about people – getting the virus who were not vaccinated. And in some cases, people who were vaccinated, fully vaccinated, and still getting it.
Well, Bill Maher is the best example of that. And I mentioned it to Marshall earlier because it made all of the papers. So, you know, hopefully, because he's asymptomatic and seems well, so I'm not.
Well, the one we should talk about, and now, first of all, I want to say this right here, Robin Hood Radio. I was one of the first to highlight these breakthrough cases a couple of weeks ago with the story of my cousin,
right,
who had this outdoor event, fully vaccinated. He got the virus and then his unvaccinated family, they all got it, okay? And that was an outdoor event. But now you got to turn your eyes to the New York Yankees. This is interesting. Seven coaches who were vaccinated, okay, fully vaccinated with the J&J, with the Johnson & Johnson, got COVID. And that's in that clubhouse, 85% of the people have been vaccinated. Now, five of them have no symptoms. Okay, so if you're vaccinated and you get the virus, even the Johnson & Johnson, which is only about 66% effective, it's not nearly as good, frankly, as the Moderna and the Pfizer two-shot. This is a one-shot. It's about 66% effective. So you can still get the virus after you're fully vaccinated. One player, and this is interesting, there's one player who also got it. Now, that player had COVID back in December. So this idea that if you have COVID, you're not going to get it again. No, that's not true. Those antibodies only last for about 3 to 6 months at most, and that player got it along with these coaches. Now, here are the statistics. There are only about 10,000 breakthrough cases in the entire United States, and we're at a point now where, what, about 60% of us have now gotten at least one shot. So breakthroughs are very rare, but they still happen. We're going to see stories about them. Keep them in perspective. This is a rare event, but it can happen. So, you know, don't rush back into a big crowd without a mask. You know, use your common sense until we're in a better situation with the virus itself. Okay, let's turn to my news. This is my personal news. So on Monday, I joined the 2 million people who get cataract surgery each year in the United States. It's an awful lot of people. Here's more than half people who are over 80. I'm not quite there yet, but more than half the people over 80 have blurry vision and need cataract surgery to replace their very cloudy natural lenses. That's the cornea, with an artificial lens so they can see clearly again. Now for me, my vision became increasingly blurry over the last 3 or 4 months, to the point where I didn't feel safe driving. Now I might have caught this and treated it earlier, but like a lot of people, I skipped my checkup last year with my ophthalmologist in New York City because of fears of going into a doctor's office and COVID and all that stuff. But as soon as I got double vaxxed, I went to my longtime guy in New York City, and he said, hey, welcome back. You need cataract surgery in both eyes, beginning with your right eye. So he also said, I would see as well as I did 5 years ago. Now, I would not have 20/20 vision, but I had 20/30 in my case, which is something you can live with glasses. But there was a major problem. And that's the cost. Now, generally, cataract surgery is covered by insurance. That includes Medicare. But my guy does not fully participate in Medicare. Don't know if you've run into this, but here's how he does it. You pay him his fee up front. Then you collect whatever Medicare pays for that procedure. And in the case of his cataracts, that was only about half of what he charges. So my cataract was going to cost me $800 an eye. That's a check you don't want to write. So I went shopping, and I got a strong recommendation from Eric and Elise Rose. They're both acclaimed doctors. They got a wonderful house here in Sharon. And they recommended Dr. Richard Brownstein, who literally operates at Manhattan Eye and Ear on East 64th Street in New York City. So Brownstein had three really good things going for him. First of all, he does nothing but cataract surgeries, okay, easily a dozen a week. He operated on Elise Rose and another friend of mine. They were very successful procedures, very nice outcomes, and he's fully participating in Medicare. So this is not – this surgery is not going to cost me one dime. Medicare will pick up 80% of it, and my supplement will pick up the rest. Then I went to meet Brownstein, right? And I got the clincher in 1 minute, okay? he noticed my Yankees cap. Talking about the Yankees? I was wearing my Yankees cap. And he said to me, "You're a Yankee fan." I said, "Well, yeah, since I was 4 years old." You know, my Italian-American father had a real love affair with the Yankees of DiMaggio and Rizzuto and Berra and Lazzari and Crosetti. And there were a lot of Italians playing for the Yankees in those days. And Brownstein says to me, "Well, I was the Yankee eye doctor in the glory days of Jeter and A-Rod and O'Neill and Tino Martinez." And I said, "Well, you know what, Doc? The Yankees need you right now because they're not hitting as well as they should." Anyway, we had a laugh. I booked him on the spot, and it went very well. So, Julie, are you familiar with cataract surgery? Because I'm going to go over some of the most common things about that people ask about cataract surgery.
Well, just do it when do it expeditiously.
Okay. All right. All right. First of all, it's an outpatient procedure. I was in at 9:30, out at 2 p.m. And when there was a little bit of a complication, because I've taken so many pain medicines over the years because of my bad back, I have really tiny pupils. So they had to pump me with a lot of drops to dilate that. But that avoided having to use a device that actually pries open your cornea. Oh, it gives me shivers just to think about it. Anyway, I was lucky I didn't have to do that. But a lot of people ask, you know, is cataract surgery actually a surgery? Yeah, it's a surgery. The surgeon is using lasers to cut away your blurry lens, that's the cornea, and insert an artificial one. But you know what? It doesn't hurt. I mean, it's not even considered major surgery. You get painkillers, some sedatives. You're awake. I mean, because the doctor said to me in one look straight ahead, which I was awake and I was able to do. Otherwise, I didn't care. I was very relaxed. After the sedatives wore off, I went home with dark glasses, not a patch. And I'm sleeping with a little guard that I put over my eye so I don't scratch it at night. That was it. I mean, and this is going to last a lifetime because that lens is durable, and it's not going to have any cataracts. It's artificial, and it's a lifetime device. So I was seeing better, Jill, in 24 hours. A lot of people have that experience. Colors were vivid again. It was, my God, oh, gee whiz, look at that tree. It's green. It's really, really green. And the flowers are pretty too. So that happened almost immediately. I'm going back to see Brownstein next week for a checkup. But I don't have any discomfort. It's not sore. It's not itchy. It's fine. And I'm going back to see him primarily to schedule my left eye. I'll do that in a matter of weeks. So to recap now on the cataract, my experience with cataract, here are four things, okay? Don't put off seeing your ophthalmologist the way I did as your vision starts to get blurry. It's not going to get better. It's going to get worse. Check your insurance well ahead of time so you understand what it's going to cost, and then you can do whatever you can do to keep that price reasonable. Shop for a doctor who specializes in cataract surgery. The more surgeries he does, the better he's seen everything and he can react to it. And don't be afraid of this procedure. It doesn't hurt. And you know what? I can see you again. It was a good experience.
That is great. And thank you, Frank, the healthcare detective. Send your questions or concerns about finding affordable healthcare to healthcaredetective@robinhoodradio.com. Frank will try to address as many of your questions as he can on future broadcasts. Also, look for his book, Your Best Healthcare Now, available online, in store, and on my desk.